Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. So, I've been reading and doing all this research and start a men's group and doing this. So I've been really into the Word lately, and I woke up completely freaked out today. Absolutely freaking out. And I don't see how people do it. I don't see, if you don't have God, if you don't know how to rely and trust in God, if you haven't been tried to the point where you're at that point where you have patient endurance and you have experience in being tried, I don't see how you do it. Without God, without knowing that I've gone to God and asked God and acknowledged God, in all thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy path. Without acknowledging God and knowing that I've gone back and I've asked God what to do and to open doors and to close doors and specifically ask God for questions or specifically ask God for answers and direction. And it goes so down, it goes to the point where it's asking how much money somebody should make that we bring on, asking if we should be doing shows or increasing our marketing or building out a space to bring on a builder. Without going to God, without asking and trusting, I don't understand how people can mentally deal with questioning themselves, questioning their decisions, especially if they're in a position where decisions matter. It affects families. I woke up freaking out about this, and I know that it's probably what I ate, honestly. I had ice cream and a bag of chips yesterday, which if you know me, that's not normal. So I might be just losing it that way. But I started going into the Word and I started reading about David, because David went to God every time. And I just want to go over that a little bit. The first one I'm going to go over, the first account, it talks about, this is when he was going out to meet Goliath, and this is when he said, I'll be the one that goes out there. And if you go to chapter 17, verse 34, it says, and David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took the lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. So he slew a lion that took a sheep out of the flock. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defiled the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. That's how much trust he had. He went out and he did. And God, he said, God will deliver me from this, just like he delivered me in the past. Now, if you haven't gone to God, if you haven't acknowledged God, if you haven't started looking and realizing how much God is helping you and giving him that acknowledgement in your heart, not for God's sake, but for your own sake, I don't understand how you can't. How do you deal with anxiety? You're not to be anxious in one thing, but in all things, by prayers and supplication, which are prayers of personal need, let your specific request be declared unto God, and God's peace will essentially fortify your heart. But without acknowledging God in the past, without acknowledging God right now, how can you rely on Him? If you go to 1 Samuel chapter 30, this account has to do with David going out and taking over the Amalekites' land. He invaded them, took all their stuff. He was coming back, and another army came and smote his house, the house of David, his servants, and they took all of his servants and were walking away. In verse 6, it says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his son and his daughters. But David was strengthened and encouraged himself in his God. You get strength from God. You get encouragement from God. When all things around you are going down and burning around you, you go to God to get strength. Where do you go in your life and where are you focused? I'm in the middle of this mental breakdown. The first thing I'm going to do, not mental, that's a little, but the first thing I'm going to do when my brother gets up is walk over to his house and his wife, and we are going to pray. And we are going to get direction with the next thing we're going to do so that my heart can be settled. I don't understand what you do when you don't have that type of relationship. That's why I teach. That's why I do this stuff. Because it's to help to show you that there are people out there that go to God in every situation, that go to God and trust God. There are people that are walking around right now that have the relationship as David had the relationship. You do not need to walk in fear. That is not the way we are to walk in this life, period. And if you do have fear, that's antithetical to God. Verse 7, and David said to Abiathar the priest, Amalek's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And God answered, and he answered, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. He went to God for an answer, and God gave him an answer. And that's what you can rely on. You have the spoken word of God right here that you can read each and every day and start to wrap your mind and start to change and renovate your heart to what God says to become a better person, to become less fearful, to understand who you are, your sonship rights, where you can stand. But then you can have that relationship that is godliness. It's not the outward expression, it's the inward expression. It's not about what you do on the outside. It's not about following the laws. It's the relationship that you build with God. And if you're not going to God and you're not building that relationship, you're missing out on what life is about. It's not about the five senses. It's not about these things that are going to burn and go away. All this world and all the work thereof and all the labor thereof is not going to be here. It's not worth the time to spend on it. It's God and that relationship. And at the end of the day, you're going to know that when Christ comes back. And everyone who doesn't believe is going to know that when Christ comes back. It's the way it is. You got to learn to have a relationship with God. You got to build that relationship with God. Where do you put your trust? Pray the big prayers today. The big prayers, pray the small prayers, lean on God. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. When you pray, you always pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. It won't go anywhere. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. With thanksgiving, be thankful for what the position he's put you in and the fact that he is your God. Christ died in order that you can have that relationship without being of the bloodline of David. He broke down the middle walls of the partition, and you have that relationship. You have that with God. Thank God for sending Christ. Thank God. Have a great day. God bless your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And with that foghorn blows, I will
be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I do thank you for your comfort and the comfort in the scriptures and the comfort just knowing that you're going to take care of this. And I thank you that I already feel better about it. I'm thankful for what you do and how you do it. I thank you for the moments of my life. I pray for each and every step that's taken, that it's the right step. And I'm also very thankful that you cover regardless of whether or not it's the right or wrong. And I just thank you for my family, for the people you've surrounded me with, for the support I have, and where we're headed. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.